Over the years, how many of you have made New Year's resolutions? Come on, over the years, come on. How many of you made New Year's resolutions that ended in about a month's time or didn't even go that far? Well, we've got some honest people in here. If I'd have lost all the weight that I made in New Year's resolutions, I'd be a thin guy right now. I probably wouldn't need this and be hobbling around up here. What were your resolutions for? If anybody want to volunteer? Anybody for weight loss? Who was for weight loss? Okay. Who was for maybe more money at the job? Everybody for... Me too. That never happened for me though, but it's just. So, what's your resolution going to be for this year? We're going into a new year, coming out of Christmas. My resolution is going to be for a closer walk with Christ. Although I've said that in my heart, I've never made the resolution. I've never made that resolution at New Year's. I'm going to do that. I'm going to make a resolution to spend more time in His Word, too. I mean, this is His love letter to us. You know, this answers our questions. This fills our hearts. This is our bread. I'm going to spend more time in there. And I hope you might join in that same thought. You know, I think sometimes we take prayer and we put it into too much of a holy environment. And what I mean by that is you don't have to, every time you pray, get down on your knees, although you do mentally, but you don't have to get down and turn it into a tradition that is just that, a tradition. And it becomes just automatic. There's not much thought into it. Another one of my resolutions is going to be to walk in prayer. Just through the day. Make it a resolution to try to just go through the day talking to your Father. We really have to look at that relationship. We've got father and child. And how do you want to be talked to you by your children? You know, do you want them to come up and say, "Oh, Father Eric," you know, you want to hear, "I love you. How are you?" You want that ongoing conversation. You know, some of the things that I don't know that we don't learn. I've had so many miracles happen in my life. I've had such small things that you wouldn't think were big. Some years back, I had a Ford tractor I had out front, and the axle broke. It was cast iron, good, solid tractor. And I sat there for 2 hours trying. I could not, because it had bent, I could not get this pin to go back in. And I had a big sledgehammer, and I beat on that thing, and I twisted it, and I probably used some language I shouldn't, you know, and I got up, and Debbie called me, and I went and had lunch. So I came back out, and as I'm walking out, I'm saying, "Oh, Lord, please, please, this thing is making me crazy. Please help me get this fixed." So I go back there, I sit down at the tractor, I take the pin, and it falls into the hole. Now, I'm talking 2 hours of twisting and banging, and it won't go in, and all of a sudden it just drops in the hole. It's thank you. That's the way He wants to hear from us. He wants to be involved in our lives. And we just, I don't think we a lot of times give Him the opportunity to do that. We get caught up in our work. We get caught up in our family things. You know, we get caught up in projects. Right now I find myself caught up into a new puppy that we received for Christmas, which was, that was one of those good gifts. You know, now I, you know. But, so these are some of the things that is going to be my resolve. And my prayers are just that you might get to that resolve too. He's not an untouchable God, and he doesn't need all the formalities. He just wants you. He just wants to talk to you. He wants you to talk to him. Have conversation with him. Last year's gone. Next year is not promised. Today's your opportunity. It's my opportunity. I know you've heard me say this before, but it just rings true always. None of us know what our time is going to be on this earth. Jesus knew what his time was going to be, about 33 years. And he lived a sinless life. He was born in this, you know, came in and was wrapped in a swaddling cloth. So when he returned home, the gift he's prepared for his father is his children wrapped in his blood. That's pretty deep. What a present. You know, I read a letter here some time ago, and I can't remember when it was. There are some new people here, and I just kind of thought it might be appropriate to read this letter to you again. We have some copies that we'll gladly provide you if you'd like to take it, because this is something that can help you go into the Word also and follow it. Father's love letter. Now, this is all biblical scripture that you can go back. And I didn't post it, and we did it on this because I'd like you to go back and just check it out to see. But here's how it would read. My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered, for you were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being, for you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake, for all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb and brought you forth on the day you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I am not distant and angry, but in the complete expression of love. It is my desire to lavish my love on you, simply because you are my child and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father could ever. I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand, for I am your provider and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope, because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts toward you are countless as the sands on the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you, for you are my treasured possession, I desire to establish with you all my heart and all my soul. And I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight me, and I will give you the desires of your heart. For it is I who gave you those desires. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine, for I am your greatest encourager. I am also the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you're brokenhearted, I am close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day, I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and I'll take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your Father, and I love you even as I love my Son, Jesus. For in Jesus, my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, and to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I loved that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my Son Jesus, you receive me, and nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home. I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been Father and will always be Father. My question is, will you be my child? I am waiting for you. Love your dad, Almighty God. I've had this for a number of years, and I read it over and over, and it just is never less powerful than when I read it again. And that's what God wants from us. He just loves us, and he wants us to have a relationship like that. So what is your New Year's resolution going to be? My prayer for you is that it'll be just to spend more time with the most precious gift that there was, that we just celebrated, that your year is filled with his wonder. I hope you just all have been able to bear with me a little bit. I'm on my third antibiotic, and I'm having a little bit of a rough time keeping going. So I'm actually going to end the service here. And I'd just like you to think about what you're going to do, where you're going to go. It's a new year. There's new opportunities. This last year, I've had some people that have passed and some that I've been thankful that they came to Christ before they've left, and some that I've kind of beaten myself because I don't think I did what I should have. I don't think I spoke to them as I should have. And I just, that's a terrible feeling, and I don't want that anymore. So with that, if you'd stand up, I'd just like to give you all a blessing for the next year. I won't see you for a year now. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. May you feel his joy, his love, and his peace, now and forever. Amen.